I'm Brian Moline. How many standardized tests do you remember taking when you were in school? Your answer probably depends on whether you finished school before 2002, when No Child Left Behind took effect. It was designed to ensure the students were making adequate yearly progress. Instead, it led to a proliferation of high-stakes, fill-in-the-bubble tests that many educators and students didn't like. Last week, a revised version of No Child Left Behind was signed into law. The new law is called the Every Student Succeeds Act. Cinda Klickna is president of the Illinois Education Association. She told Illinois Public Radio's Dusty Rhodes that although she's waiting to see how some parts of the law play out, she's happy to say goodbye to No Child Left Behind.
What you heard from teachers in the past is they were teaching to the test. And we think that there's so much more than just what a test score shows.
Tell me if I'm wrong. This is my analogy of the teaching to the test thing. Okay. It's like going on a liquid diet. You're going to lose weight, but it's not really sustainable or fulfilling or satisfying. And the problem that you were trying to solve only gets worse. How far off base am I with that?
I think that's a pretty good analogy. I mean, you're focused on one thing and sticking to that. So all the other elements to help you lose weight is kind of forgotten about. I think a lot of what happened in the past was, let's just practice how to do this test. Now let's practice this. And, you know, those of us who really understand and have been around a while know how to implement a lot of different things within that. But when it's so drilled that you have to be working on these pieces with students, then something gets lost.
You must have been a teacher at some point.
Oh, yes.
So how long did you teach and what did you teach?
Well, I actually started teaching here in Springfield in 1973. I taught high school English.
Before the advent of teaching to the test?
I actually went into union work right when No Child Left Behind was really being implemented. And I've been watching this and feeling really sorry for people because my students were able to do projects that used all the standards. Let me give you an example. My students, late 90s, did a research project of a very small cemetery. They did all primary research at the library. They determined who all these people were, how they were related, and they put together a book of all of these families and their relationships that is now at the Natural Resources Department. They were still reading literature, Red Badge of Courage, for example, and there was one grave that was from a Civil War vet. And so that student researched the entire Civil War regiments that came out of Springfield. So every standard in English was being covered, but through a different project. What I watched after No Child Left Behind was a loss of being able to do those things.
Critics say that the reason that we had No Child Left Behind was to hold teachers accountable because you can't make sure they're actually teaching unless you measure it by a real yardstick.
You know, we're not against tests. I mean, we invented tests. But I had four students who got a perfect ACT. Now, I would love to say, all right, pay me for that. But let's face it, they had a background already of previous teachers, of experiences, of what parents were helping them with, of their interests, and so on. So we want to really just look at this wide variety of items. And that's what this new law really does.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.